All right. May I see the hands of those who attended the last conference? Okay, that is good. Now, in the last conference, we emphasized on the importance of having a daily schedule, meaning before you sleep, plan for the following day. What activity will I start with? It will be followed by what? And then at the end of the day, be able to check which activities you were able to achieve. Now that is very important because when you plan, it makes action easy. So planning makes action easy. Do you know what that means? If I wake up and I'm starting my day and there is already a plan my mind is following, it's very easy to act. But when you wake up, you don't know the roadmap for the day. You know what will happen? Your energy will be spread everywhere. And when the day comes to an end, you can't really account, you can't tell whether you've been successful or not. Why? Your energy has been spread everywhere. It has gone into other people's activities. Part of your time was wasted watching things on TV or on the internet, things which have just drained precious energy from you. But when you make a plan, it tells you, I'm not supposed to do this. Even if it looks interesting, I think my time needs to be focused on this. These principles we are learning are very important because we are children of God, and God our Father is a serious timekeeper. Do you realize that everything God created, it follows time? Right? Sunrise. Does the sun rise at any time it feels like? Hello? Does the sun feel like, oh, I think I'll come out at 15 hours today? Does the sun do things according to moods? It simply follows the established laws that God put in place. Isn't it, Christian? Yeah? Everything. Very soon, we'll be having rain season. You see people, they will even start buying seed. They'll start preparing the fields. Why do people do that? But they haven't yet seen the rain. Why do they do that? Because they know the seasons of God are consistent. So, God, our Father, our Creator, is a serious timekeeper. Everything He makes follows schedule. We need to have that characteristic in us. Now, in the last conference, I gave you a schedule which can help you. A schedule which helps you to plan. A schedule which helps you, when you look at it, you are able to evaluate, how am I managing my time? Is there anyone here who's been able to use that schedule and you feel it has produced results? Christian? I need to look at it. You need to show me a file that this is how I've been using it every day. I can testify for Terry. Terry has really been trying to follow it. And before I came here, I wanted to take a look at your documents. Where are they? Okay, so you're going to come and tell us what your experience has been. Obviously, it was not easy coming up with these daily schedules because I can tell you, sitting down at the end of the day to plan for the following day, it's not an interesting activity. It's a boring activity. But when you get used, hey, it becomes interesting because you become used. You don't want to sleep before you plan. Because you know that if I don't do that, my energy will be scattered everywhere. Can you come and just share with us? After you do that, then Christine is going to share her experience. So, yeah, you can tell us, how was the whole exercise? Was it easy?
No.
Was it easy preparing these daily schedules?
No. Since we had the youth meeting, I immediately the second day, my dad started showing me the daily schedules and how to enter the information. It was not easy because immediately before you have to sleep, you have to plan for the next day. You get books, you write page numbers, what you're supposed to do the next day and the different activities. Now,
So when he says you have to get books, you know, the way this daily schedule is, especially for you who are still in school, it shows your goals and tasks. And what would happen is sometimes he would just write the word science, meaning, for example, here I'm saying 12 to 13 hours I'll study science. And when he writes a thing like that, I would tell him, you haven't done the right thing. Can you write properly? Because he needs to indicate from what time to what time is he studying science. Apart from that, he needs to indicate which page in the textbook, which pages is he going to study. Apart from that, even when he writes that, I would still give it back to him to say, this thing is not complete. Can you show me under this topic you are studying, which exam questions are you going to answer? Have you identified the questions you'll be answering out of a question paper? So you can see here he wrote science, and then he wrote pages here, pages, I don't know that it's questions, 1 to 50 or something like that. That is how detailed it was. He needed to indicate what activity is this he's working on. Is it a subject he's studying? I was very particular. I wanted to see which pages in the textbook he'll be studying, which topic and which pages in the textbook, which questions is he going to attempt at the end of a study session. You remember that? And it hasn't been easy because I was tough on you, right?
Yes.
Uh-huh. But, and sometimes, you know, you write it over 3 times. I'll tell him, can you please cancel that? Redo it again. Here, you haven't done it right. You haven't done it right. And sometimes I could see that lemon face. You could see he's getting upset now that he keeps doing the same thing. You've produced several lemon faces, right?
Yes.
Uh-huh. But now, do you think there's any benefit which has come out of this?
Yes, because every day when you keep on doing it, at last you do it correctly and results come.
Talking about results, how has it helped in terms of schoolwork?
Mostly when it comes to my tests and examination, I score for first position because of following my schedule.
Okay. So now you can see it's a pile of papers. Actually, others, I'm the one having them. They were in my bedroom, and so he couldn't come with them. But here is what I need to tell you. You can sit. Thank you. It's not a nice experience doing this. It's not a nice experience for him. It's not a nice experience for me as a parent, because every time before I have to check, has he done that? But what I loved later on is it is him now who started demanding to say, I need a daily schedule. He would always knock on my office. I need my daily schedule. I haven't yet filled in my daily schedule. So what was happening is at first, I'm the one who was forcing him to do these things. But later on, he picked it up, and it was him now disturbing me, so to speak. So after this, what's the next thing I did? I stopped giving him this. I bought him a diary, because what you are seeing here is a diary. But I can't buy a diary before you learn how to use this. In a diary, you are simply writing a plan for your day. So this is a good orientation for how you need to use your diary. Okay, Kristen, come. Yes, you had raised your hand. Tell me what your experience has been. I heard when you said, well, it hasn't been really working by writing and all that. Just tell us how that has been.
I don't really write. I just get some papers, like examination papers. I study some. Then I see if I can't understand the question, I'll go and ask that.
Thank you, Christian. Now I'll ask Christine a question, and I'll ask the whole group. Christine has this daily schedule in her head. Do you think that's the best approach?
No.
Why don't you think it's the best approach?
Because if I may forget.
Yeah. What do the others say? Suppose someone says, the schedule is just in my head, you know. I know how to, I've mastered the way I do things. Christine herself says, she's been doing that, but she feels it's not a very good way of doing it because I may forget. May I hear your feedback? Is there a problem with just doing things in the head, Ntala Alicia? Why?
As Christina said, it is very easy to forget.
Very easy to forget?
Yes.
Any other? Why can't we rely on Uncle Ben? Why can't we just rely on doing things? Say, ninaviswata, I'm doing it in my head.
Yeah, because you'll be doing random things which you haven't even planned.
Uncle Ben mentions a very important word. If you don't write things down, did you hear the word he mentioned? You'll be doing random things. Let me write that word. Christine, thank you. You can sit. Okay, you'll be doing things randomly, random things. Do you know what a random thing is, or a random activity?
Something you do just because you saw it and you want to do it.
Something you do just because you saw it?
And you want to do it. Hmm. In the process of doing that, you enter people's programs and you don't
fulfill. In the process of doing that, you find yourself in other people's programs. Maybe a friend comes and says, oh, can we do this? Or you find people, they are picking litter, you also join. Why? Your day is full of random activities. Do you think that is beneficial? Is that beneficial, doing things randomly?
No.
You find people chatting, you join. You start chatting with them. Oh, I think this time now I can study. Let me get a book, I start studying. As you go about doing that, you find that, oh, there's something interesting on the internet, or someone is playing a nice piece of music, or someone has come to do rehearsals at church. You feel, I think let me join them. That is an example of doing things randomly. Brother Teddy, what's the danger of doing things randomly?
Like you mentioned, that you end up participating in other people's programs, and I think the danger of doing things randomly, you'll be spreading your energy all over, and then at the end of the day, you end up achieving nothing.
That's powerful. When you do things randomly, you spread your energy across. You know, one important thing we mentioned in the last session was you need to budget energy. The way you budget money is the way you're supposed to budget energy. When you start your day, you know your energy is, you know, we can say it's at 100%. It's like you fully charged the battery, 100%. Every single activity you do as you start your day, including just making one step, pa, some buzz are reducing. Is that correct? Lifting something, a wheelbarrow or whatever it is, there's energy going. Do you know that even speaking, your lips moving, do you realize that it's energy moving out? You come to experience some of these things when you are very sick. You realize how much a little step, even speaking, you realize there's no activity on your body which does not drain energy. Now, if our energy is in a limited measure, hey, you need to plan for it. You need to budget it. No matter how interesting an activity is, if it's not part of the plan, have nothing to do with it. Of course, we are children of God. We know when the Lord leads us. But again, we should know when we are being careless and when we're just spreading energy across carelessly. Please make use of this. By the way, I also use them. When you come into my office, you find one of the things is stuck on my notice board is this. as whatever I'm working on, I keep looking at my list. At the end of the day, I need to do an audit. What things have I done, which have been accomplished, things which haven't been accomplished, things which need to go to the following day. I don't like it when I do this arrow on my schedule. Whenever you see this on my document, it means the activity has failed. I've pushed it on to the following day, and I don't like seeing this on my daily schedule. When it becomes a double, it means come what may, either I sit down, critically look at that activity and cancel it out, maybe it has failed or something else needs to be done. That's my own personal code. You also need to come up with your personal way of knowing your schedule, things which you don't like, things which make you feel that, I think things are not moving in the right direction here. Okay, enough of the recap. Today, we want to look at the second part of habits management. And we're looking at the crucial role of consistency in life.